long as there's breath in my body, I keep on bringing this gospel over and over again. Because I know somebody, Jesus said this is not for everybody, but it always be will be somebody. I love you. We'll see you guys, Lord's will. See you guys next week. Hold on. Be strong. Be safe now. Be wise. And hide in Christ Jesus, for it's your only hiding place. Jesus loves you, and so do we. See you next week, y'all. Bye now.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
All day. And I don't ever get tired of it. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. About that name, he's my master, savior, and Jesus, just like a fragrance. After a rain, oh, my Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth, let them proclaim that kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh, my Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. He's my master, he's my savior, and he's Jesus, like a fragrance after a rain. Oh, my Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth, let them proclaim that kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away. But there's something about that name. Oh, yeah. There is something about that name. I declare there is something. There is something. There is something. They tell me that there's healing in that name. There is something. I believe that somebody can testify that there's deliverance in that name. There is something. I believe that somebody can testify right now that there is some comforting in that name. There is something. See, I've talked to people who've had children who have gone away. I'm talking about wayward out in the land. I just tell them to call upon Jesus. There is something. That name. There is something. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I see if they got it up there. Not yet. I want you to turn with me to Philippians chapter 1. This is a sort of long pericope, but I want to read from verse 12 all the way through verse 21. Amen. Ashley, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm not sorry. Praise God. 12 through verse 21. Amen. I want us to read it in the King James. I told you all some time ago that I fell in love with this New Living Translation. And then this morning, praise God, when Mike's son came in, and I think he had, that's a translation that's called the, is that Revolution or Revolution? Revolution. And I glanced at it real quick at the Sunday school lesson. I sort of like that. But I like this New Living. I want us to read this in the King James first on the marquee. Let's read it. It says, "But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the what? Furtherance of the gospel. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord waxing confident in my bonds." Praise God. "Are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife. Oh, man, somebody ought to get something out of that. And some also of goodwill. The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely supposing to aid afflictions to my bond. Add affliction. Y'all got me. I got that wrong. But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do what? Rejoice. Yea, and what? Will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your what? Prayers and the supply, that should be power, of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Verse 20, according to my earnest expectation, my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be what? Magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. And look, well, y'all done heard this one before. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Let me read that in the New Living Translation. You could sit down. Praise God. Look how this pericope reads. He says, and I want you to know, my dear brothers and sisters, that everything that has happened to me here has happened to spread the good news for everyone here, including the whole palace guard, knows that I am in chains because of Christ. And because of my imprisonment, most of the believers here have gained confidence and boldly speak God's message without fear. 15, it is true that some are preaching out of jealousy and rivalry, but others preach about Christ with pure motives. They preach because they love me, for they know I have been appointed to defend the good news. Those others who do not have a pure motive as they preach about Christ, they preach with selfish ambition, not sincerely intending to make my chains more painful to me. But that doesn't matter. Praise God. Somebody say, that don't matter. That doesn't matter. He doesn't care whether or not they preach mad. They preaching just to hurt him more. He said, that doesn't matter. Praise God. He said, whether their motives are false or genuine, the message about Christ is being preached either way. So what? I rejoice, and I will continue to rejoice. For I know that as you pray for me and as the Spirit of Jesus Christ help me, this will lead to my deliverance. For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. Verse 21, he said, for to me, living means living for Christ, and dying means